I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. South Africa has a crime-fighting agency that seems to be doing its job well. The unit is known as the Scorpions. It was modeled after the United States FBI. And by most accounts, it's making life difficult for all sorts of bad guys. So why is the South African government planning to do away with the Scorpions? Might have something to do with politics, as Rhoda Metcalf explains.
Its official name is the Directorate of Special Operations, but this elite police force created by the ANC government itself 9 years ago quickly became known by the moniker the Scorpions. Their job? To bring down crime bosses and corrupt officials. Working independently from the scandal-tainted regular police force, the Scorpions made themselves highly visible, driving sporty black cars and frequently inviting journalists along, as they did for this popular South African news program.
It's mid-morning and this Scorpions team is off to court in preparation for a sting on a criminal syndicate tomorrow.
Political analyst Peter Gastro says that visibility made the Scorpions very popular with a South African public who feel tyrannized by robbery and violence.
To see on television the safe being carried out and the Mercedes being taken away, that is something which I think ordinary members of the public appreciate almost as a form of vengeance.
The Scorpions have put hundreds of criminals behind bars, but it's their deep delving into political graft that's shaken the ruling ANC party, analysts say. This year, their work led to the suspension of the National Police Chief, a longtime ANC ally, on corruption charges. And 2 years ago, a Scorpion investigation forced the ANC's then Deputy President Jacob Zuma out of his job. But Zuma has a powerful support base.
The number of votes received by comrade Jacob Zuma, 2,329.
At the ANC's national convention in December, Zuma was elected president of the party. His supporters grabbed the opportunity to push forward a bill demanding the government disband the Scorpions by June. Last week, South Africa's cabinet approved the bill. On local news programs, Zuma supporters have justified the move, arguing the Scorpions are politically biased and abuse their power.
The manner in which the Scorpions have been operating is structurally flawed. The Scorpions have been collecting intelligence illegally. How more unconstitutional can you actually go?
But recent surveys have found that most South Africans have confidence in the Scorpions, far more than they do in the police. This week, under pressure from opponents, officials finally released a report on the Scorpions that the government commissioned 2 years ago. The judge who wrote it concluded that the Scorpions should stay because South Africa needs them. The public's frustration with the government has been evident on radio call-in shows.
And if they can get rid of the Scorpions and disband them and discredit them and dismember the Scorpions as a unit, then all these corrupt officials will get away free.
The bill to disband the Scorpions still needs approval from South Africa's parliament, but most analysts believe it's now pretty much a done deal. Crime expert Peter Gastro says the Scorpions' disappearance is going to roll back the gains South Africa has been making against drugs, stolen goods, and counterfeiting rings both inside the country and throughout Africa.
This is exactly the climate in which organized crime can expand and is likely to open up spaces for organized crime and corruption at top level in politics, business, and in the professions.
In the midst of the controversy, the Scorpions enjoyed a boost to their international prestige this week. The World Bank announced it will be hiring the director of the Scorpions to lead its own anti-corruption program. For The World, I'm Rhoda Metcalf in Cape Town.